Senator, let's take a quick phone call. Hobble-do-gee, hobble-do-gah, what can I do for you?
Could you play a song for me?
Sure.
Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Oh, I love that. The Hollies.
Yeah, the Hollies, yeah.
Solid gold.
For the guys down in the FBI.
You're listening in the FBI this morning?
Yeah, I'm just going to get off a ship pretty soon.
Wow, what do you do?
I work in the duty office.
In the duty office? What do you do, examine duty? Well, you know, the FBI does that. They check out various body fluids and parts, you know, after any kind of criminal thing. You know, like a murder, they'll get the body and they'll check everything, you know, from heads and toes and hair and fluids and duty. So you must be in the section that does the duty. Yeah, well, I shouldn't even talk about it to you, though, because I at one time had a bad encounter with Corporal Lognia. I worked in forensic medicine in L.A., with the L.A. coroner's office. And I was the best. I was pompous, too. Every day I'd walk into the O.R., throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" But I was sick. And to this day, I occasionally have a problem with it. I still get therapy. You see, working in the L.A. coroner's office, you deal with a lot of famous people. And any time a famous person was suspected or arrested of drug abuse, we would get their specimens to analyze. And I started a stool collection. You know how some people have humidors in their homes, where they keep their fine pipe tobaccos? The room is kept at a certain humidity. The temperature is exactly 81 degrees year-round. It was the same with me and my stool. I had a special room built so it would keep. It was completely hermetically sealed, had its own filtration system. There's no way a fly could get in there. And so I had little petri dishes. An ornate script written under each whose it was. I had a sample from Jackie Bissett. A sample from Farrah Fawcett. A long cylindrical sample from Twiggy. I was proud of my collection. And after a time I thought it was quite normal. I thought everybody would fancy a collection such as that. And so I invited one of my colleagues over. I said, "I'd like to show you something special. I've been gathering since I've been here at the L.A. coroner's office." I showed him my humidor with the petri dishes and the monograms. He turned around, he looked at me, he said, "My God, man, you're mad." I said, no, look, watch this. And I blindfolded myself. I said, "Pick up a petri dish and waft it under my nose. I'll tell you whose it is." He said, "I will." I said, do it. He grabbed one. I went, "Yes, Goldie Hawn. Yes, I can smell the partly digested Kremlock. Grab another." I said, "Oh, nasty. Mom's Mabley. Approximately 1968 vintage, but yet look, still fresh." Yeah. He said, "You are out of your mind. You're out of your mind." I said, one more. He said, "Oh." I said, "Oh, God, Ernest Borgnine." But one day, I had to give it up. Doctor's orders. One day, I strained my back to the point where... I had to have disc surgery and had to discontinue my collection. Yes, I... How could I strain my back on... I was trying to collect one of Trigger's samples, and I...
K-R-A-Z-I. He is crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.